tell her in God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I've just really been thinking and praying and just praising God, you know, and really we should be letting the Spirit lead us each day. We shouldn't be letting our feelings dominate our day. We shouldn't be letting our emotions dominate our day. We should have control of our emotions and our feelings and the circumstances that go on around us. We should control these by letting the Spirit lead us, by thinking spiritually and not carnally, by really going to God and trusting Him and obeying His voice in what He wants us to do, how He sees things. If you're really fed up of feeling emotional or feeling sad, feeling in a way that you don't want, then you go to God, you go to Him and you pray. You speak with our Heavenly Father, our lovely Heavenly Father, who will get us out the muck and muck and mire and really put us into the light of situations. If you are emotional, if you are really in a dark place, know that God is with you and you can overcome these feelings, because the Spirit isn't emotional. The Spirit hasn't got the bad emotions that we have, that we can experience, that we are to be led by God, led by Him, led by what He says. And He says we are free. He says we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that all blessings will chase us down. But do you believe it? Are you confessing it? Are you getting yourself out of situations by saying what God says? Or are you just letting your mind dictate to you of how your day is going to be? Because our mind should be fully on God. We should be subject to what God says and how God sees the things. And then when we are, we can live a life of freedom in heart, in mind. We could be joyous in every situation. We could be unmovable in every situation. We can focus on God in every situation. Even if a doctor's report has come back and it can be negative, God can turn this into a positive situation, because we have a positive God who loves us, who leads us and guides us. But we need to focus on Him and what He says about us, not what our carnal mind might maybe say to us. We ignore what our carnal mind says. We follow that cross and we deny ourselves. We deny how we may be feeling today, that we can overcome this because we are super conquerors, that our emotions lie, they're so flippant, that one day you could feel happy and the next day you could feel sad. But this isn't the true life, how God has made it to be. We can come out of every situation, any situation, with God when we put our full heart and trust into Him and be faithful to Him as He's faithful to us. He can lead and guide us. He loves us so much that sometimes we wonder, God, why do you love us so much? But because He understands that we have Christ within, and He knows the true person that we are. Yes, we all have different personalities, which is great, so we can all do different things within the body. But God loves us in such an intense way that when He sees the Christ within, then we are able to learn who we are through Christ. That's why He loves us, because we are just like His Son. But it takes a dedication and commitment to walk like His Son, to preach like His Son, to heal like His Son, to act like His Son. Are you dedicated and committed to not letting the carnal ways lead you? Or are you committed to letting God lead you each day, the spirit within that can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. God can do anything for you, but by our words, when we speak and we come to alignment and harmony with Him, then He can work, He can move in situations. And we need a great attitude with everything, great attitude with people around us, walking in that love of Christ as God loved us. And God loved us that He gave His most precious Son, His precious Son. And what are you doing for God today? Are you letting fear hold you back? Or are you letting faith lead you? Are you being led by faith? Led by our visions and our goals and our what God has given us. Those great visions and goals, what God has got for us, will be accomplished when we stay our focus on God and stay with God and do what He wants us to do each day. And every day is a new day, and it's a step we need to make, a step in the right direction, in God's direction, letting Him lead our every step, our every decision. What decision are you making today? Are you making it out of God being God led, or are you being carnally led, or are you really letting God lead your every decision? And are you being dedicated in what you're doing? Are you really focusing on God and what He has for you? Because if you are, then you could be so free. You can be happy and content in every situation and circumstance. No matter what comes towards you, you know that we have a God that will get us through, that is there cheering us on with every move we make. When we bring Him into our lives, that we can't expect God to come in if we're not asking Him to come in. We can't expect for God to fully move in our lives if we're not fully moving in His direction. It's how much you want it, how hungry are you to become who God's called you to be, how hungry are you to speak the word, to live a life that God has called you to live. Have you got your own mind, or are you letting God lead? Are you being tossed to and fro, or are you really keeping God in every picture, every direction of your life, everything that you are doing? We need to let God in, you know, and then he will do exceedingly abundantly above more than we ask or think. He will show you things that you may have not known, the unknown, and He will give us things and make you strong in places that is supposed to make you weak. He will make you strong. He will strengthen you day by day, as long as you make that committed decision to be strong day by day with Him, letting Him lead you, and really keeping that focus, that dedicated decision that you've made, that you can walk and talk about the freedom that we live in Christ, that you can give that out to others. You could be the example to others and live for God and be that one, that chosen one, because how precious is that in this day and time, if you were that chosen one, the one who listens, the one who does, not just listens and then doesn't do anything, but we're hot for God. We're keeping hot each day. We're really keeping our minds, driving our minds each day, you know, not letting that emotion take over, that we're letting God take over each day. We're letting God take our hands and guide us through everything that may be going on, that may be there to distract you, that when you know and you can learn to take off the distractions and focus on God, then you will excel, you will walk in such a powerful way, because we are powerful. We have the authority that Christ had in this world, that he already has in this, that he has in this world right now, that he has the authority over any dominion, over any situation, over everything. He has the authority, and Christ lives within us. So that means we also have the authority to move situations, move mountains, move how God wants us to move. And God's perspective, not our perspective. We shouldn't be going day by day, oh, I think this is right, you know. Go ahead and pray. Ask God. Speak with him. Build a relationship with him as you would build a relationship with your mother, your father, your daughter, your son, your partner. You know, you build that relationship, and you get to and then you will get to understand how faithful our God is, how true our God is, how much he strengthens you in situations, how he will, when you make that decision, that dedicated decision to stay focused, he will ensure your focus. He will ensure that you do exactly what you need to do during your day so you don't slip off. And really, today I just also want to encourage to pray. Really pray for your ministers. Really pray for that one hungry labourer that counts to a million. Really keep your prayers high. That we're in a dark time right now in the world. Not that that's our focus, but we keep our prayers, we keep our relationship with God completely right. We keep our relationship with God on point each day, that we can build that relationship, and then when the time comes, that Jesus is going to know you. I know you, you spoke for me. I know you, you were dedicated. I know you, you were focused each day to do exactly what I said to do. And when you are faithful, God is so much more faithful. He will give you exactly what you need, whether that's emotionally, financially, in relationships, in every area of your life. He can do, and we can also do when we have that dedicated heart to keep, like that lion. We are dedicated, and we are walking in the light and love of God and his direction. So today, keep praying, keep doing what God is encouraging you to do, and keep being led by God. God bless you.